The month of December is a tough time. A number of suicides may be up or attempts. Depression sets in. You don't really want to call your family because they're celebrating a holiday that you can't be with them on. I thought it was perfect to do it in December and bringing our guys as well as guys from the Warriors together. We had a really diverse group of people on the panel and they all had their own perspectives. The goal was education, educate the inmates on why guys are protesting, why guys are sharing different perspectives, but also educating the guys and the other people that came in from our side on the perspective of what goes on in a criminal justice system.
Don't stop. Don't sell out. I don't care if you become zillionaires. Your money means nothing to the community if you're not giving back. It matters when you start giving back through educational means. We don't care about your cars and forget all of that. It's kids. It's, and I do mean K-I-D-S, kids out there who we're trying our best to deter them from violence and drugs, the biggest enemy in our community. Don't be afraid of being a role model. You have to do that.
Everyone respected one another. And I think that's the biggest take home for me is that it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone respected every single person in that room. It was pretty unique to see how that came together.
My goal personally was to get feedback from the inmates that were there, some of the issues that they felt were wrong with our criminal justice system, to give me some things to talk about as I continue to be active. One thing that I've learned the past couple of years is that we all have a unique perspective on the same topic. It affects us differently, but that doesn't mean you're wrong. We all have our own truths. We all are affected differently by the things that happen in this country. Conversation is the first step to making change. And the more people I talk to, I think the more people I can possibly help.
There's a lot of noise in the world today. And most of what you read is probably negative, but there's a lot of good things going on. And I'll just echo what Vance said is these conversations are happening now. They weren't before. And people are going to have to answer tough questions. And I'll just tell you, as the organization that's based here, we're here for you. We're here to answer those tough questions. You might not agree with everything we do or with everything these guys do, but I'll tell you, we're doing it for the right reasons, with the right feelings in our heart.
This is cool. And we need to treat it like that. This is cool. It's no problem coming in here with some quote-unquote convicted felons, incarcerated Americans, detained individuals, and talking to them.
You really don't know what you don't know because you haven't been through it or you don't understand it. So to get better understandings of what people, everybody, goes through, probably one of the best things I've ever done.
I guarantee you for the rest of that week they talked about it. So maybe some of the depression that may have set in or some of the other thoughts, they had a fresh talk to talk about for a week. And for me, that was the answer.